Sedimac hits the IPO lane, taps bankers.
Big tech's tax headache just got worse.
Freshers face fresh trouble at Infosys.
IPO boom continues with urban company makeover.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Good evening, Bhavya.
Hey, Chandra. Hi. So before we get into our top stories, a quick update from Pune startup ecosystem. So Sedimac Mechatronics, the powertrain control system startup founded by IIT Bombay professor Shashikant Suryanarayanan, is revving up for an IPO.
That's right. We've learned that Sedimac Mechatronics has picked Axis Capital, ICICI Securities and Avendis as bankers for their 800 crore to 1,000 crore rupee IPO. They're also in talks for a secondary round worth $20 to $30 million, where some of their early investors will be selling shares before the IPO. Next up, let's talk about how big tech companies like Google, Meta, just got dealt a costly blow in India. Now, the Central Board of Direct Taxes, or CBDT, has clarified in an April 23rd circular that settlement payments made to resolve regulatory violations cannot be claimed as tax deductions anymore.
That's right. So the translation here is that if you're Amazon or Google settling a CCI probe, that fine is now part of your taxable income and gets taxed at around 25.17%, while earlier it was eligible for tax deductions.
Yes, Google recently paid 20 crore to settle a smart TV related case. Now, under this rule, that entire amount now counts towards their tax bill.
So this also applies to settlements with SEBI. So listed firms trying to close securities violations with a check, well, they'll need to cough up more. So as of now, most big tech companies like Amazon, Apple, Google, Flipkart and Samsung will feel the heat. But legal experts, however, say more clarity is needed, especially for cases settled before the April 23 notification. So let's wait and watch how this unfolds.
Next up, it looks like a bumpy road for freshers at Infosys. The company has let go of 195 trainees from a batch of 680. Now, this is its fourth round of trainee exits since February.
Yes, so close to 800 freshers have now been impacted in total. So these were candidates who'd already waited over 2.5 years after their offer letters, only to be shown the door after failing internal assessments.
So to assuage employees who were let go, Infosys is partnering with Upgrad and NIIT for 12-week training programs, along with 1 month's notice pay and relieving letters.
And the company has also said that about 250 trainees have enrolled in skilling programs, 150 opted for outplacement support, and for the rest, there is a Mysore-bound travel and accommodation package.
But zooming out, all this points to bigger trouble. The IT sector is facing muted demand and fresher onboarding seems increasingly unpredictable. And remember, Infosys has guided for just 0 to 3% revenue growth this fiscal. Most IT majors have stayed mum on fresher hiring during their earnings calls.
Definitely a sad news for employees out there, Chandra. But moving on to another IPO news today, Urban Company is making its move towards the public markets.
That's right. So the home services marketplace has filed its draft red herring prospectus, or DRHP. It plans to raise 429 crore via a fresh issue and 1,471 crore through an offer for sale, which means its existing investors will be selling shares in this IPO.
That's right. So just to give some details here, early investors like Axel, Bessemer, Elevation Capital and Tiger Global are lining up for exits and some of them are going to walk away with big wins.
Huge wins, actually. Axel is set to exit at nearly 17 times the value of the new investor, Tiger Global stake. Elevation 11X. So clearly, timing and patience pay off.
Right. So founders have already booked about 780 crore rupees through secondary deals in recent months. Meanwhile, urban companies FY24 revenue jumped to around 828 crore rupees, up 89% since FY22. And the company is showing positive EBITDA, but a 215 crore rupees of deferred tax credit has helped with that glow up. So that's something that we need to look at.
Well, 2025 is turning out to be an interesting year for the public markets. Remember, Bhavya, Aether also is lining up to list very soon in the next few days. Of course, some kinks remain for urban company like gig worker regulations, global expansion risks, and heavy share-based payments, which ate up 6.9% of revenue. But still, urban company is giving itself a solid makeover before its big market debut. The question is, will investors swipe right? We'll have to wait and watch.
Right, so that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.